Hello, I'm Trevor Dan, and you are listening to Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
Thank you. Moving onwards, this is what rock and roll should sound like now. Joe, what do you think about rock and roll?
Well, it's certainly something that's had cultural relevance. And
nice answer. Yeah. 19 years?
Yeah, I'm 18 years old.
18 years of age, and it's something that has had cultural relevance. Very good, Cameron. Make you feel slightly experientially enhanced, oh, nonetheless chronologically gifted, because as you said yourself, it's Radio Day! Exclamation mark.
It is.
Today on our Live from Nashville radio segment on Siren 107.3 FM in England. That would be Lincoln. We'll be featuring a band from England, Bournemouth. Yeah. Bournemouth, Joe.
I know. Bournemouth. Nice.
Yep. Very, very exciting when you get to Bournemouth. It used to be voodoo in my day. Then I heard an episode of Castle in which the word was Vodo. I thought, surely not. Surely that's some sort of phone company. But no, it's still voodoo. Either way, it's Voodoo Vegas. Share with us, Cameron. What are we going to experience here?
All right, man, Voodoo Vegas, they are from Bournemouth. I kind of stumbled across them. I was, I look at different posters from festivals and everything around the world, and I saw this band, Voodoo Vegas, and I got to check them out. So I went and checked them out, and I was totally blown away. They are just, I was so impressed that I sent a message to the guy, one of the guys in the band on Facebook, and said, I really dig your stuff. Tell me what you're doing. So we got in touch. We had a Skype last week, and I'm really excited to be able to put these guys on. They just played a show down in Camden and blew everybody away. They've got a lot going on in Europe and around the world, and we're kind of making the Siren debut with them. This is Voodoo Vegas. And it's from their album, The Rise of Jimmy Silver. The song is called King Without a Crown on Siren FM.
Curiously enough, just as we were reaching the final chorus there, Kevin Pascoe should pass the studio by. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's the sort of track which would go down very well on the rock train. It might be another little exposure thing we'll be going through there. It's marvellous stuff. But, you know, the general public might say, rock train, that's a fabulous adventure. Let's do a bit of cross-promotion. Let's find out, though, what young Joe Hayden made of King Without a Crown by Voodoo Vegas.
Yes.
There we have it. It's a YES, a TLA from the Haydenmeister.
That does, it sounded good.
Understated, I think, is the way we'd phrase that critique. Delightfully understated.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think that worked extremely well. It'd be interesting to find out what Samantha Sheldon actually made of it. She's just posted good evening to all on the Midweek Drive. She's tuned in during the first track. Well done, Samantha. And actually, it's only going to be a matter of time before she actually will be joining us. In fact, in a week's time, she'll be back live with us, keeping us updated on what life is like in the joys of, I was going to say, it is Mansfield. Yes, that's right. For some reason, I thought she might have gone to Rotherham. But no, it's definitely Mansfield from that point of view. So excellent stuff.
Let me just fill you in on where Voodoo Vegas is going to be playing.
Please.
They're over in your part of the world.
No.
It's easier for you to see them. They're going to be playing the Tribal Festival in Nice, France on the 23rd, so a little about a week and a half away. They're playing the Rock Club at the Cave in Amsterdam on September 13th. Back in the UK, they're going to be at the Iron Road Rock Bar in Evesham. On September 20th, they will be at the Sanctuary in Basingstoke on October 3rd, back at the Bar Fine Camden on October 4th. They're going to be in Northampton. Go to their website, voodoovegas.com. It has all the dates, and you can find out details about buying their album, The Rise of Jimmy Silver. Great band, Voodoo Vegas.
I was initially thinking we might have had to put a minor out with respect to that, because as indeed Samantha actually said, tuned in during the first song, had to check I had the right station. Samantha, That's variety. You know, sometimes you think, where are we going to go with this? Who knows? But I can appreciate, so I did think, you know, Rock Train might be there. It could grow, and it probably will. So well done, Voodoo Vegas. And as you already said, is there a website for them, Cameron, that people can check out Voodoo Vegas? Should that be their thang?
Yes, voodoovegas.com. Check it out. Brilliant. And go like their page on Facebook, too.
I think we shall jolly well do that.
Yeah.
Moving on, we had some very exciting news last week from the chaps who actually came up with this little number.
Hey, y'all, this is Lo-Fi.
And you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Still think he's doing Elvis Presley when I hear him say that, but yeah. So let's share with the listener, Cameron, why. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, this is Lo-Fi.
And you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Actually sort of just adds a certain quality with
lo-fi.
Not hi-fi, because you don't have to be a tall person to get up there. It's lo-fi.
Now, if you go see lo-fi and you go up to them after the show, you could get a high-five from lo-fi. But there you go.
It's just fantastic. You know, I can see the scripts of Red Dog Films being sort of improved immeasurably. Not that they're not already very good, of course.
Thank you very much. Carefully recovery there.
Precisely, yes. Just working through that. Marvellous stuff. Anyway, what's the exciting news about Lo-Fi? Because their single, which we're going to wrap the piece up with today, Vintage Heart, because I feel it's only right, has been effectively sort of doing very well, I believe.
Yeah, we've been doing very well with it. We're starting to pick up more U.S. stations, which is excellent. But this Saturday it's actually the hometown of the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas. They're doing a show, and they're actually going to be doing more and more of these dates, and we'd love to get them over to the U.K. to do some of these. In the afternoon at a facility called Mermaids in Fayetteville, Arkansas, they're going to be doing a songwriting workshop. So Lo-Fi is comprised of two of the hottest songwriters in Nashville. They've had a bunch of number one hits. Their songs have resulted in, I think, $80 million in sales for the artists they've written for. They're doing a songwriting workshop. So they'll be teaching up-and-coming songwriters kind of tricks of the trade, secrets that help you get write a better song. And then at night, they're going to be playing a show. So it's kind of a day-long thing. So we're hoping that these are going to take off.
And if somebody's listening to this and think, well, what does Vince Gill and company know about lo-fi? About how can they actually sort of impress on me how to actually work within the industry? Just share with us some of their credentials, Cameron.
Wow. They've had number one hits for Toby Keith, Keith Urban. Vince Gill, who, you know, one of the top guitar players in the world, is playing guitar on the single. They've worked with, you know, for the production end, some of the top pop and R&B artists. These guys have really got a solid track record. Joe and Jamie are really nice guys, so it's not like you would go to one of these things and feel intimidated by these guys that have written so many hits. Because they're very down there, very cool about what they're doing, and they genuinely want to help songwriters develop.
Have you ever considered writing a song, Joe? I mean, have you ever got any musical aptitude or any musical aspirations?
I used to pride myself on the ability to take a tune and just put words to it on the spot, which unfortunately I've lost this talent since then. And now I cannot, for the life of me, do anything musical at all.
You've just got to let it go. That's the important thing. Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the program today?
I certainly have. It's been fun. Mm.
Can we look forward to connecting with you again in about 168 hours from now?
Let's do it then.
Hey, Alex, it's Joe West and Jamie Teacher from the band Lo-Fi.
And we just want to take a moment to thank you so much for playing our new single, Vintage Heart. Really means a lot to us.
Thanks, man. See you soon.
Thing about having a young child is when you phone up the parent and you get a response saying, hello, yes, can I speak to Bill Coles? He's just on the phone at the moment. Obviously, he's on another phone. Still, that's what we like to hear. Organic answer phone services. You can't get enough of them. That's an important thing. Joe, Bill Coles, William Coles, have you ever heard of him?
I'm afraid I haven't.
Oh. premier. Sun New York correspondent, or New York correspondent for the Sun newspaper during the Bill Clinton scandal, which again was before your time. Heady days in the 1990s. He's written for most of the British tabloids, The Scotsman, and occasionally even for the Wall Street Journal. He's also written six novels, ranging far and wide from historical fiction to satire. One of the books was actually about Britain's most wanted fugitive, the 7th Earl of Lucan, which may yet be turned into a film. He's also produced The Woman Who Made Men Cry, The Well-Tempered Clavier, and a whole heap of other goodies. So, you know, something to actually sort of access. We're now going to try and reach Bill live on air. Worst case scenario, we'll get his answer phone, or alternatively, we might get his organic answer phone, and we'll actually be informed that he's actually on the phone somewhere else in the house somewhere in Edinburgh. It could happen. It's all part and parcel of the live excitement that we bring to you every
week.
Yeah, voicemail. See, there we are.
On the phone.
Not this phone, though. Never mind. There goes the message. This is a message for William Coles, a.k.a. Bill Coles, premier writer and novelist, currently in Edinburgh, in which we have in the studio another top soul whose name is...
I'm Joe Hayden. Hello.
We are all keen to speak to you, Bill, and all the rest of the producers. We will hopefully try and connect with you. Anna Lewis seems to have actually gone from her Jersey base as well, so it just shows that uncertainty that continues ever onwards. Meanwhile, Bill, we'll try and get back to you in a few moments' time from now. But before that, Joe, share with us Red Dog Films, because when you joined us with your mum a few months ago... We were talking about the excitement that you're involved with doing an internship with them there. They've got two arms, of course, a professional production arm and then a community production arm, which is also professional, but just works for slightly less of a budget. How's it been going?
It's been going good. I've just finished my latest film. I say my latest film. A community film for the Seagull Recycling Eco Centre in Skegness.
And in terms of that, there might be an occasional soul who might say, Recycling Centre in Skegness. Well, I know Bill Coles has taken his family on holiday there, but really, how do you make that exciting? How do you make a recycling centre exciting?
Well, the film's not actually about the recycling centre itself. It's about the eco centre, which is down the road.
Right.
Which is, it's part of the same, you know, company, right, but it's a different branch to it. There's this 14-acre forest in the middle of all the fields just outside Skegness that I had no idea was there, and I go into this place and it's... It's an incredible site that they've got, the way they've adapted it. It's been there 15 years or so, I think, and it's amazing the stuff they've done. They've built all manner of things and carved out paths, and they're now building a mountain bike course there. It's quite an interesting place.
Sounds that sort of thing we may be able to talk about with Bill Coles, if he actually picks up his phone without handing it over to an answer phone service. Who knows? Life continues. We'll continue making plans. For Nigel. Nouvelle Vague, featuring Camille, and a unique interpretation of the XTC classic, Making Plans for Nigel. Nothing to do with Nigel Bickerton, who will be back before too long on the Andrew David Siren Drive Time Show, 1073 Drive, each Monday here on Siren 107.3 FM, between 5 and 7, actually, as opposed to the midweek drive, which is what this is. Okay, moving on from that point of view, we talked about recycling centres. I'm not going to even mention going to Edinburgh, because the voicemail is still actually in there, so as it is in Jersey, as it is indeed in Liverpool. But are you a Hollyoaks fan, Joe, or is that... No.
I can't say I am.
Yeah, you see, that's the sort of negativity that is probably the reason why we can't access their latest director, Graham Harper, who is indeed on Hollyoaks doing various other bits and pieces. But I don't know, it's kind of your target area in many ways, Hollyoaks.
Well, my sister used to be a fan, but then, and I do have a lot of family in Chester, so I do have a connection, a tenuous connection.
There could be a definite sort of connection on that basis, which we might want to work through, or not, as the case may be. What's been the most exciting thing of your volunteer work? Because presumably it has been on a voluntary basis, the internship, or have you been paid?
Up until now, it's been a voluntary thing for Rebrand. However, I am now an official paid intern of Red Dog Film.
Excellent. So what has been the highlight?
Ooh,
or highlights?
That's... Oh, goodness, what to choose.
Moments when you thought, actually, this is where it's really coming together.
I think the most exciting, interesting thing is what's happening right now, now that Red Dog is pressing forward with their moving into larger things. And the prospect of being involved with that is what's really quite interesting.
which is excellent stuff. Coming up on the programme, I mean, he says that with full confidence because that's what will happen. We will be going to Los Angeles to speak to Phil Lynas, obviously a great keen filmmaker and somebody who I think will be fascinated given his work on The Truth Is Out There, Ancient Mysteries, the second routine, and indeed his latest movie, The Lady Killers, on the kind of areas you've been talking about, particularly with respect to, would it be fair to say social filmmaking, filmmaking with a conscience, documentary making? Is that the sort of area? Would you define it as that?
Yes, that's what I've been doing.
Okay. Likewise, with respect to Jean Bruce Scott from Native Voices at the Autry. A little heads up to tomorrow morning, without getting overly excited on the whole thing, and the colour red actually springs to mind in every sense of the word, because we will be featuring Rose Red, who's a singing artist who's recently produced a track which he's released called The Healing. We'll be listening to that. And also Rick Lee, who's an author who's living in France, but he'll be also talking about his latest trip to the British Isles to actually do a book signing in Saltburn. Nicole Faraday will be there. And of course, it is A-level Results Day. I don't know, Joe, is that something which kind of appeals to yourself? Do you think, oh, great, tomorrow it's A-level Results Day? That's what I'm really looking forward to.
Well, I was given the option of course, phoning in for my results, yes, or physically going and getting them.
Right. So which one have you gone for?
I've gone for physically going and getting them.
Very good. So you could be stopped by a media organisation who actually says, oh, you're going to open the envelopes? Or is it done as an envelope, or do you have to look at it on a wall?
Well, when I got my GCSEs, that was an envelope. I'm sort of expecting an envelope,
right,
rather than just being out on the table for everyone to just...
And the A-levels you took were?
I started at AS level doing psychology, history, drama and religious studies. Mm-hmm. I then, in A2, carried on all but psychology, because I failed psychology horribly. It's a very complex subject. I then... had to drop history out of necessity and carried on with drama and RS.
There we are, you see. So drama and religious studies, an interesting line of things there. Presumably it was our RS religious studies?
Yes. Right,
that's okay, because it could have been any little two-letter acronym from that point of view. I'm sure you've done very well indeed. Pretenders, talk of the town. It's 17. Oh, sorry, 17. Oh, he's going to do 24-hour clock there. It's 32 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. 28 minutes to 6 o'clock here on Siren 107.3 FM. You're listening to the Midweek Drive. Just had confirmation from the exam results helpline that we'll be able to speak to one of their advisors tomorrow at 8:30. So, if like Joe, you're just a little bit anticipatory about the results, you know, you're thinking, well, you know, you're probably going to do a lot better than you anticipated, and so on, and you fancy getting some professional advice and help with respect to that, we will actually be running an interview with the exam results helpline, which we'll be putting live on Siren 107.3 FM. Last year, of course, Ed Wellman and Anthony Cafferty went up the hill to the excitement of Lincoln College and literally actually opened up the results whilst they were there. It's very exciting. I think, you know, hearts couldn't stand it this year to actually go again, but we will be running that helpline certainly tomorrow, and possibly for, of course, the GCSE results day, which of course is a week later. It's part of the British summer in many ways, Joe. Kind of exciting. You look back in years to come and you think, how could I ever actually cope without the excitement of everything else? What is it in your own mind in terms of where you're looking to go after this? Is it a case of more work with Red Dog Films, developing things from that point of view, being an entrepreneur, being a filmic genius scriptwriter, or do you intend to join Siren FM and just do voiceovers?
I hope to work where I can with what I have. So, yes, it would be good to carry on with Red Dog and maybe, yes, doing some stuff at Siren.
And you, of course, had the meeting with Monsieur Andrew David.
I did, yes.
Very good. Managing editor. Yeah, you, at least you came out in one piece, which was good. So a little bit worried about your mum, who actually was on crutches, but I suppose that's got nothing to do with the actual meeting itself. I don't know. It can be quite hard. It's only kidding. It was the Lady Gaga piece that, of course, we spoke about when she joined us on the show, say, a month or so ago.
It's hip surgery, yes.
And she's very hip.
Well, I wouldn't say she's...
No. She's better. She's your mum.
There was a hip involved, yes.
It's hip-hop. Not so much hop. Not so much hop, but very hip.
No, hopping would be very dangerous in her condition.
Absolutely. It's very important. If you are actually taking a hip surgery, don't go to hip-hop until you're absolutely certain it's the thing for you. This is the Polyphonic Spree on Siren 107.3 FM with their very own tribute to binary oppositions, really. Light and day. More.